Chapter 6. Across the Atlantic to England. In New York Harbor, Fogg looked all day for a new ship to take him to Liverpool, but he couldn't find one. Late that evening, he spoke to Mrs. Oda, Passepartout, and Fix.
"Let's spend the night at a hotel,"
he said.
"We can come back here tomorrow."
So they took a carriage to an expensive hotel in New York City for the night. The next morning, Fogg woke up early. He left the others at the hotel and hurried back down to the harbor. At 7 o'clock, he spoke to a man on a small ship there, the Henrietta.
"I'm Phileas Fogg of London. I want to go to Liverpool. Where are you going?"
"I'm Andrew Speedy of Cardiff, and we're going to the south of France."
"Will you take me to Liverpool?"
"No, I won't. We're going to the south of France."
"Who is your captain? Can I speak with him?"
"I'm the captain of the Henrietta," said Speedy.
"Then can I speak with your ship's owner? Maybe he'll agree to take me to Liverpool."
"I'm the owner of the Henrietta too," said Speedy.
"I see,"
said Fogg.
"Look, Captain Speedy, if you agree to take me to Liverpool, I'll pay you well."
"Money doesn't interest me,"
answered Speedy.
"Then I'll buy your ship from you and pay you to sail it to Liverpool."
"No, you won't. I'm going to the south of France."
Fogg looked at him with interest and then said,
"Very well. Will you take me and my three friends to the south of France?"
"How much will you pay?"
asked Speedy.
£2,000.
"For every one of you?"
"Yes. £8,000 in all. What do you say?"
asked Fogg. Captain Speedy thought for a minute. £8,000 was a lot of money for 4 passengers, and he didn't have to change his plans at all.
"All right,"
he said.
"I will."
"When do you sail?"
"At 9 o'clock.
"Very good. I'll go for my friends at once,"
said Fogg, and he hurried back to the hotel to tell them all the good news. So at 9 o'clock on December 12th, Fogg, Mrs. Oda, Passepartout, and Fix left New York on the Henrietta. Later, when they were at sea, Fogg talked to the sailors on the Henrietta. They didn't like Captain Speedy very much because he was a hard man. So Fogg gave them all some money and explained that he needed to go to Liverpool, not France. The sailors all agreed to take him there. Because the captain didn't agree, the sailors took him, put him in his cabin, and locked the door behind him. He shouted at them from inside his cabin, but could do nothing to stop them. 4 days later, the Henrietta was crossing the Atlantic.
"I'm going to be late,"
cried Fogg.
"We must go faster."
"We can't," cried the sailors. "There's no more coal."
"Then bring the captain to me,"
said Fogg. The sailors brought Captain Speedy to him at once.
"You criminal, where are we?"
cried the captain. looking angrily at Fogg.
Some days from Liverpool.
What? Why you...
Be quiet. Listen. I want to buy your ship,
said Fogg.
Or at least all the wooden things on it. I want to burn them. We've got no more coal, but we can burn wood in its place.
You want to burn the Henrietta?
Yes. So how much do you want for your ship?
Well, I paid 25,000 pounds for her.
I'll give you 30,000 pounds. Do you agree?
What about all the metal?
Oh, you can keep that. I'm not interested in the metal. Only the wood. Do you agree?
I agree,
said Speedy. So the sailors burnt all the tables, the chairs, the doors, and the wooden boards from the floor. Four days after that, the Henrietta arrived in Queenstown in the west of Ireland. There was no more wood on it at all.
Liverpool's too far, so let's get off here,
said Fogg to Mrs. Oda, Passepartout, and Fix. And with that, Fogg paid Captain Speedy, and all four passengers got off the ship. Fix didn't arrest Fogg in Queenstown. He was waiting for them to arrive in England before he did that. In Queenstown, they got on a train and traveled to Dublin. There, they got a fast ship to Liverpool. When they arrived in Liverpool, Fix arrested Fogg at last and took him to prison. In prison, Fogg looked at his diary.
Saturday, 21st December, 11:40 a.m. We arrive in Liverpool.
At 2 o'clock, he looked at his watch.
If I leave now and go to London on a fast train, I'll be at my club by 8:45 this evening,
he thought. At 3:30, Fix visited Fogg in prison with Mrs. Oda and Passepartout.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fogg, said Fix. We've got the gentleman thief. He's a tall, handsome man. His name is James Strand. He was arrested 3 days ago. You're free to go.
Angrily, Fogg marched out of the prison. Then Fogg, Mrs. Oda, and Passepartout ran to Liverpool Station. They got on a fast train to London. The train arrived in London at 9:10. Fogg was 5 minutes late for his meeting with Stuart. Fogg didn't want to go to his club late, so he went home with Mrs. Oda and Passepartout. Around the world in 80 days and 5 minutes. He was the loser. He only had 20,000 pounds in the bank after his long and expensive journey, and he had to give it all to Stuart. The next day, Fogg didn't want to go to his club. He felt sick, and he didn't eat anything. He stayed in his room all day, and he didn't want to see or speak to anybody. Passepartout and Mrs. Oda were very worried about him. Early that evening, Fogg called Passepartout to him.
I want to speak to Mrs. Oda,
he said.
Will she see me?
Passepartout went to speak to Mrs. Oda and then returned to his master.
Yes, she will, he said. She's waiting for you in the living room.
Soon, Fogg was sitting in a chair on the right of the fire in the living room. Mrs. Oda was sitting in the chair in front of him on the left of the fire. The fire gave a soft, orange light to everything in the room.
You wanted to see me?
Began Mrs. Oda.
Yes. I wanted to speak to you.
He answered.
Well, I'm listening.
She said. For a time, the only noise in the room came from the wood fire. Then Fogg spoke again.
Look, I'm sorry for bringing you here.
He said in a sad voice.
When I met you for the first time, I had money. Now, I'm a poor man, and you deserve better than me.
Don't worry,
said Mrs. Oda in her soft voice.
You rescued me from danger, and I've followed you around the world since then. I feel safe with you.
So, will you marry me?
Asked Fogg.
Of course I will,
answered Mrs. Oda.
But when?
As soon as we can. Maybe tomorrow,
said Fogg. Fogg told Passepartout at once.
Mrs. Oda and I want to marry tomorrow. Monday, 23rd December. Can you organize it?
Yes, of course,
said Passepartout, and he hurried out to organize things at once. But he soon returned.
Mr. Fogg,
he cried.
You can't get married tomorrow.
Why not?
Asked Fogg. He was very surprised.
Because tomorrow's Sunday, and nobody gets married on a Sunday.
What are you saying, Passepartout? Today's Sunday 22nd, and tomorrow's Monday.
No, Mr. Fogg. Today's Saturday, the 21st of December, not Sunday the 22nd. When you travel east around the world, you get an extra day, so you aren't late for your meeting with Mrs. Stewart at the club after all. It's tonight, but you must hurry.
Fogg quickly put on his hat and coat. He walked out of his front door and took a carriage down the road to his club at once. Just before 9:15 on December 21st, Fogg entered the club. Everyone was very surprised to see him there.
Here I am, gentlemen,
he smiled. Then he went over and spoke to Stewart.
I've won,
he said.
I've traveled around the world in 80 days. You said that I couldn't do it, but I said that I could, and I've done it. Where's my £20,000?
Next Monday morning, Mr. Phileas Fogg, the world traveler, married Mrs. Oda. He was a very happy man. Passepartout was happy too. He was happy to be back in London in Mr. Fogg's comfortable house in Burlington Gardens. He was happy to have his quiet job back again. But most of all, he was very happy to be able to stay at home every day of the year and not to have to travel anymore.